Megan Fun of Sports is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Must be 21 or older.
Welcome to another episode of Megan Fun of Sports. I am Megan Gailey, joined always by my lovely co-host in a gorgeous Charles Barkley shirt, Megan Connolly.
Hello! I had to wear my Charles Barkley shirt because the hair is a little rough today. I did a conditioning treatment. It's a little, you know, that type of thing. But we have to take care of ourselves. So yes, I am supporting Charles Barkley, who, as we know,
big deal,
a big payday,
north,
for Chuck,
north of $100 million, and
yeah,
you know what?
Shout out
he
Chuck,
deserves every penny.
Yes,
oh
he does.
Oh my gosh, I was watching it last night, and he just tickles me. Shaq was in the ugliest suit I've ever seen, and they just are so mean and so funny. I love them all. It's only slightly better than this show that you're tuning into right now. Megan, I have had a huge sports week. I have basically lived at SoFi Stadium. No, I went from never having been to, I went to the Chargers-Seahawks game on Sunday. The stadium was gorgeous. And all I had heard was the food isn't great. And that was criticism that people were giving last year. CJ, my husband, loves pizza, would eat gas station pizza off the ground and say, compliments to the chef. He said the only bad pizza he's ever had is at SoFi. So I was like, I'm going to get a hot dog. You can't mess up a hot dog. And I asked him, I go, what are you going to get? And he goes, I'm not going to eat anything. And then we get there. Lo and behold, we are in one of those luxury boxes. And the food was incredible. And then we got to go to like the big free buffet. And then there's the big free bar. I had sushi, prime rib, mashed potatoes. CJ got an ice cream sundae. It was more fun eating than it was watching the Chargers and the Seahawks. But the stadium was gorgeous. I feel so bad for the Chargers.
Dave Damaschek and I broke up with them. We did.
It's not even that. They could have won by 30, and I still would have felt bad for them. The stadium was predominantly Seahawks fans. And I know the Seahawks are the 12th man, but it's like that's not even a team that pops up initially mentally for me as Travels Well fans. I think of out here in California, 49ers, Raiders, and then nationally, probably
Cowboys,
Steelers, Packers. Okay, so we're naming five teams and the Seahawks aren't even coming up. So I can't even imagine what it's like against those five. But I had a great time. And then this morning I got to film the NFL Pylon. Maybe it's called just The Pylon. I'm not sure. But it is on Amazon. It's like the fun comedy show that partners with Thursday Night Football. I played a witch.
Giselle or Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend? Which one?
I played a bad witch that my inspiration was I trained both of them. So Giselle, student of mine, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, student of mine, very annoying though I don't keep in contact with her. So that's where I was pulling from artistically. They painted me in green. I had green contouring. They gave me green cleavage. Oh my God. Cause like I got my makeup done, but then, you know, you get the outfit on and it's like, I got this rosacea Irish skin. So it was my makeup lady who I used to have. So she knows me good. And then she goes, well, we got to touch you up. And I go, give me green cleavage, Liza. So I got I had like one of those like milkmaid like lace things on. And then these milkers hoisted up and they were green at the time of my life. So that's
this
the
is going to
fun.
Be, I think you just got all of our listeners to tune in because of your green cleavage alone. And now they'll
Thank
see those
you.
Big old mama hooters on Amazon.
And
can't
it's
wait to watch.
It's Halloween week, kind of, because it's in less than 7 days. I know it's on a Monday. Not a great day for Halloween. I honestly think Monday is probably better than a Tuesday because we can have our celebrations Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, if we want.
Yes.
Megan, I know that you are, I don't know, do you want to share your costume?
Well, I jokingly said it on Dave Damaschek's podcast, so I guess I can say it again. And I just want to clarify, this is a joke for anybody who wants
to cancel not doing
me or
this.
Whatever. No, I'm not really doing this, but it was a joke because when I was watching Sunday Night Football, you know, the whole pregame show, it's like, oh, Tua's concussion. We're all concerned. We all watched it. We all
Love
thought,
him. Happy
you know,
to
what
see
happened.
Him.
And I am very happy to see him, but I think because the commentary was all about his concussion, I do think it would have been slightly funny if Tua came out with, you know, with glasses as if he was struggling confused. To see a spit cup and a walker. I think they really missed an opportunity there, and then he rips it all off and is like, just kidding, I'm ready to play.
And here's the thing, because he's not a comedian, but I remember when Tracy Morgan first came back to SNL post his horrible car accident, he did something similar to that where he was like, oh, but everybody was like, is Tracy being Tracy? Is Tracy being silly? Or is Tracy okay? Like, there were so many different options, and I think he was being silly. But that sounds like a great costume. I
think it would be a hit at a costume party. Now, I'm not going to a costume party because I don't have any friends in Orlando. So if you want to be friends with me, let me know.
So are you going to go to a bar? Like, do you have Halloween plans?
No, I have no plans. I have the night off of improv class too. So...
Wow. Yeah. Because improvisers love Halloween. That's the thing. If you've got one funny bone in your body, you go, Halloween's my favorite holiday. And it's like, listen, I have to make a living being funny. I'm tired. All right. Finding a costume is very difficult.
But I do love handing out candy to the kiddos. It's always
no one's coming to my house. I live on a dead end. And the street I'm off of is a dead end. Oh, you gotta get the big
candy bars. Listen, you're new to the neighborhood. This is how you welcome yourself. This is how you ingratiate yourself in the neighborhood. You gotta go king-size candy bars because every year then they'll be like, the Gailey's, king-size candy bars. We are going there.
Gailey Toledano household has invited our entire street to come and watch the original Hocus Pocus on our movie projector. So we're throwing like a little...
Okay, so you're already doing it right.
That's how we're getting in there.
With the neighbors.
CJ and I, couples costume, we're going to a villains-themed costume party, and we are going as the Wet Bandits, the bad guys from Home Alone. I, luckily, will be going as Joe Pesci, Marv. I have a gold tooth. I'm so excited. And he will be going as Harry. We do have a little Kevin McAllister sweater for Conrad. Conrad now has four costumes. It's gotten out of hand. But I'm excited to just, I love kids in costumes. I love adults in costumes. It's a lot of pressure for me, but I like seeing it. And I'm excited to see what the players do. Because Sunday, it'll be the day before Monday Night Football. Spooky, spooky, spooky. Okay, should we get into our, let's start with Menches.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
I will go first. My Menches this week, Eddie, I told you I was rooting for the Yankees. I'm very sad that they lost. Astros, Phillies, yuck, I got to hold my nose to even say it. But the Yankees fans did not go down without a fight. There was footage of them welcoming, we'll say in quotes, Ted Cruz, who is a Texas senator, into Yankee Stadium. First of all, your constituency is the Astros, so you know they're going to come after you. Second of all, and the things that they were yelling at him, it felt, when the wrath of New Yorkers is projected at someone that deserves it, there's no one better. Like, I want them to be as mean as they could, and they brought it. Oh my gosh, I was proud of them. I felt proud that I used to live in that city, and it made me wish even more that the Yankees had won. So bravo to those men just fighting the fight
out there.
Oh my gosh. And I'm going to say on behalf of women, thank you.
Well, in New York, did you expect anything less? Like, I feel like if that happened in the Midwest, they'd be like, oh, you know, thanks for coming, but we don't like you.
Well, and it's so funny. He just, like, waves at the people. Like, I think everywhere he goes. I think when he goes into his own house, they're like, die. You know, like, I think he is booed. He gets in his car. He's alone. He's booed. But it really brought joy to my life. And if you have not seen the video, I retweeted it yesterday. Megan, give us your mensch.
My mensch of the week is Kentucky head basketball coach John Calipari. I love him. I brought him up last week for a brief stint. I covered Kentucky basketball in Lexington, Kentucky for the Lexington Herald Leader. So I have a brief, you know, I spent like 6 months with Coach Cal, and I'm a big fan of his, especially when I saw this. He tweeted out a picture. It is of a little boy and his dad clearly came from the coal mine. He is covered in coal on his face. Soot. And yes, sucked on his face. And John Calipari tweeted out, "My family's American dream started in Clarksburg, West Virginia, in a coal mine, so this picture hits home. From what I've been told, after his shift, he raced to be with his son and watch our Kentucky basketball team. I don't know who this is, but I have tickets for him and his family at Rupp Arena to be treated as VIPs." That story just warms my heart. And really, yeah. I know there's a lot of things you could say about Coach Calipari. I, for one, will defend him until the day I die, because I don't care that, you know, he helped people get into school. He is all about helping make everyone's dream come true. I mean, he really does. Like, he comes from nothing and is one of the best coaches of all time. So hats off to you, John Calipari. And I love your Kentucky basketball team.
He was gonna be my mention, then I saw he was gonna be yours, and I go, of course the Megans love this. Coal mining is one of those jobs that I'm like, people still do. Like, it's just, even in this year of 2022, so it was so sweet, so great, and we'll update you when they are reunited. Not reunited, but when they take them up on that VIP, they better get a buffet treatment, okay? Eddie, give us your mensch this week.
So I was going to go with a hockey one to begin with, and then hockey story came out, and this one takes the cake. And I don't know if many people in the sports world know who Bobby Hastings is, but Bobby Hastings is the equipment manager for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And there's a video that's going viral now of him standing in the bench while the game is going on, and any Maple Leafs player that is touching the puck, he has his hand on the correct stick of the player. So in case they break the stick, now you have to remember, hockey sticks, no one really uses wood anymore. It's all graphite now. They do break pretty easily. But he, like, memorized where they are on the bench. So he knows exactly whether it's, you know, one of the 12 forwards, one of the six defensemen. I'm guessing, too, probably the goalie's sticks as well. And his hand is moving depending on who has the puck in a very fast-paced game. This guy is going above and beyond. 110% for him, and the equipment managers don't get a lot of love around sports, but it's a tough job, and he's right on the money with that. So good job, Bobby Hastings.
Wow, thank you, Bobby Hastings. And he's probably Canadian, so you know he's nice. Oh, he's like, sorry there, pal. Grabbed the wrong little stick for you. Get back out.
Oh, yeah. Classic great video. Name. I really recommend it.
Classic name, too. Bobby Hastings.
And also, thank you, Eddie, for keeping hockey relevant on our podcast, because Megan and I will probably not mention hockey for the rest
of the season. Excuse me. But Eddie, I went to a Kings game.
All right, that is our hockey reference of the show. So everybody, thank you so much for your hockey update from Eddie this week. Megan will be back with another one tomorrow. Next week. I don't know which Megan, but one of us will have a hockey moment for you on Megan Fun of Sports.
We're doing round robin hockey updates.
Yeah, shall we go with our morons? Uh-oh. You don't want to do morons? Uh-oh, that was a big sigh.
There's no way I can get into my moron without tipping our lead story. So I'm going to let you two give your morons, and then I'll give my moron a little later.
Okay. Well, as everybody who listens to the show knows, I am the traveling gal. Every week I'm on a plane, and I am also the traveling police. So if you try to switch seats with me or anybody else, or you behave inappropriately on the plane, I will complain about it to somebody, probably on this podcast. And Morning of the Week actually started with me complaining about traveling. So this is a perfect moron of the week. It is Russell Wilson. He's come up quite a bit in our podcast. So Russell Wilson, they're playing in London. Denver's going to London. And during the plane ride, Russell Wilson decided, you know, it's a 6-hour flight. So he worked out and stretched. It's an 8-hour flight. He worked out and stretched for 4 of the 8 hours on the flight. He was doing high knees in the aisle when the rest of the guys were asleep. How long is it until these teammates just are like, we're leaving Russ in London, we don't want him to come back, because this is excessive. Can you be more of a hardo than this? I mean, what the hell is he doing? Your teammates, they're going to be jet lagged. This is a team that desperately needs a win. Let your teammates sleep and stop doing your freaking high knees in the aisle. This is also dangerous. What the hell are you doing? What if there's turbulence?
I think it's one of those stories where, like, you know when I'll be like, okay, I need to work for 2 hours, and then I end up working for like 30 minutes, and I'm like, whew, that was a really intense 2 hours. I think he's exaggerating. I think he did it like 4 times and he's like, "Woo, all right, pack it up, give me my Subway Sammy and time to sleep." But you asked the question, when are his teammates going to be ready to leave him in London? I think we're already there. I don't think they wanted to bring him to London.
Well, also, you get this guy, and, you know, like, I feel like the quarterback, obviously, it is the most important position in sports. We're just going to go out and say it. No disrespect to other positions, but the quarterback is the most important position in sports. And you have this guy like Russell Wilson, and you think this is winning teammates over? Do you think teammates are like, "Wow, he works so hard"? I'm like, "Wow, this guy is so annoying."
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, this is not setting a good example. This is not setting a precedent about how hard you work. No, this is obnoxious.
How many different text threads do you think there are within the locker room talking about how annoying he is?
Like, oh, I'm sure he's brought up on every single one. Yes.
I think, like, running back's room, they're like, "Oh, boy." I think defensive line, they're like, "Oh, God." Like, Special teams hates him. I think the equipment managers got their own text thread going where they're like, "Oh, jeez."
Let me tell you, even kickers, like, everybody hates the kickers and the punt. The specialists, they are ripping him apart.
I love the kickers. I say justice for kickers.
Okay, well, last week your moron was a kicker. So, you know, love kickers.
That's true, that's true. Okay, Eddie, who was your moron this week?
Well, my moron of the week is Gavin Newsom, and he's the governor of California, and the reason why I'm picking him is because it affects all of us on this network that live in California, and let me preface it by saying it probably was not going to pass this Prop 27 to begin with because of the strength of the tribes here in the state of California, but he's putting out a statement that he does not back Prop 27, which, meet for those who live out of California, it's basically the prop that allows us to legally gamble on our phone apps and use the great app like Caesar Sportsbook and you know, other ones. And he's not going to let that pass. And his reasoning is because of it's bad for California because it's going to hurt the tribes, increase risks of underage gambling, okay, and push billions of dollars out of California into the pockets of state corporations. Well, let me tell you this, Gavin, people who want to bet are going to bet anyway. So, you know, whether it's going to be with Caesars or it's going to be with some guy in Bayonne, New Jersey, who's a bookie, or it's going to be an offshore account, they're going to bet one way or the other. Worried about the underage thing, you know, there's plenty of other worse things going on in the state of California, like the billions of dollars you're worried about that you spend on, like, the homeless crisis, but I'm looking out my window and see people walking on the highway over there. So how do you worry about that? But you're probably too busy up in your French laundry to even care about this.
I'm so angry
with this because this now affects my livelihood and everyone's livelihood on this show, frankly. And it's just insane that every state is basically going to be legal in a short amount of time, and we're going to still be left behind, all because, you know, the casino members, the tribe members, they came to his house, dropped the bag off like he's a college recruit, you know, trying to assign with the school here, all this hush money, and he's just a miserable human being, and it's going to be pushed back to 2024, and we're delaying the inevitable here. Just get with the time, just 2022. If we want to place bets, if I want to place a bet, I'm not going to your casino to place a bet. So I don't know. It's not going to change that. Every major sport is partnering now with casinos. Like, I just don't understand the thought process of this and like, why we're afraid that sports gambling is going to hurt people. But you can go to this state and you can buy drugs. You can go to Oregon, do meth for all you want. But this is a problem. I'm just like, I'm losing my mind over this. I despise this man. So he gets my moron. He's the moron of the year. Next year,
wow.
Too.
You know what? And that's a
Pause. Is my thing working? Because I got a thing that says browser not.
You went away, but you went away, but now you're back.
Okay,
you're
cool.
Eddie, that is a great reminder to our listeners to vote. This year's midterms, they're important. And the props in California, I get so confused. I'm so embarrassed. When a commercial comes on and they're like, "Don't vote for this, vote no." And they give all these reasons and I go, "I'm voting no." And then the very, very next commercial is like, "Vote yes on this." And they give all the reasons and I go, "I'm voting yes." Like, I'm such a stupid consumer of these props that I basically just look at a cheat sheet someone posts and then I vote that way. And then CJ's like, "What do I do?" And I go, "You can copy my paper." Like, CJ is copying my homework when it comes to voting. I could vote for Jeffrey Dahmer and CJ would mark it down on a ballot because he has no idea what's going on. So make sure
just
you vote.
Just vote for gambling, everybody. Seriously, what the hell? These states that you can do it legally in, like, I never wanted to leave New Orleans. We all know that. I had a wonderful time. But well, the big part was because
but you did need to leave.
Of the betting. I did. I had to
But leave. You did need to leave.
I needed to leave. But
they should have filmed you as a commercial for Vote No on Prop 27. And people would have gone, ooh, don't become Megan. Don't. I just imagine you, like, falling through a table that night. Speaking of gambling, our big winners this week in the pick'em was Daniel Cornfiend. I hope I said that right. Cornfiend?
It's corn.
I like it. It's corn.
Corn.
Oh, I love
it's corn.
Corn. 11 right. That's a great number. And then in the prop... The prop winner is Mike Dom. No relation to Dahmer, just Dom.
Dom.
You the man. With 8 right. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back with all of our NFL headlines.
Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars. Up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. The first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 rewards credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more. And because Caesar plays by the rule, here comes a lengthy, responsible gaming disclaimer. Must be 21 plus. Must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, Utah, and other states where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, in Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537. Or in Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. In Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. In Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, everybody, we are back and we have a quarterback controversy for both the Patriots and the Colts. Megan, I know you didn't give your moron. It's because I'm assuming it's the Colts.
I'm really, really sad. And when this news came out, you texted me. My parents are here, so it's all we're talking about, except for them asking me 700 questions about my life. And Matt Ryan has been benched. Now, Matt Ryan is hurt, and we are playing the Commanders this week. And yes, I'm one of those fans that say we.
Is he hurt?
The thing is, to come out and say that Sam Ehlinger is the starter for the rest of the season, that's such a dramatic statement that they probably are not going to be able to uphold because A, he's never started a game in the NFL. B, we've seen the offensive line play. And C, I think he's going to get hurt or he's going to be bad and Matt Ryan's going to be back in, which I hope does end up happening because Matt Ryan, based on the career and the caliber of human being he is, he does not deserve to go out this way. This should not be how his career is ending. Should he have retired earlier? Maybe. We're past that. He's on a team now. He's fourth in passing yards. I saw a graphic today. He is in fourth. Have the turnovers been bad? Yes. He threw a pick six this past weekend and then threw an interception right after that. I'm a fan. I don't like to see that. That's not great. He doesn't want to be doing that. When he got into the locker room, everything you heard was he is such a leader. He came in here, he held people accountable. And now, again, he's of course saying all the right stuff. But even when they're asking other offensive players, they're like, this is surprising. This is shocking. And I think the reason they're saying that is because this is not coming from Frank Reich, the head coach. This is not coming from Chris Ballard, the GM.
It's coming from your boy.
It's very clearly coming from Jim Irsay. And I think we all know that when owners start really making personnel decisions, it does not go well. That is not their forte. Are the Colts struggling? Yes. Do I think this is the answer? No. Why don't you just continue to fake it this week and say, oh, Matt Ryan, he's hurt. And so Sam Ehlinger, he's going to start against the falling from the ceiling poop Commanders. And we're probably going to get a win. But to create all of this chaos amongst a team that does not need any more chaos, I think it's moronic. I think it's mean. And I don't think Matt Ryan deserves this.
Hey, and the Commanders, don't sleep on them. They are hot right now after just beating a terrible Packers team.
I'm sleeping on them.
You are? Okay.
Well, but not with Sam Ehlinger. I'm not sleeping on them with Sam Ehlinger. He's going to start for the rest of the season. That's like me being like, I'm going to be hot for the rest of my life. I'm not even hot now. How about that, Jim?
I think you're hot now. So this is really interesting because last week, Jim Irsay was a topic of conversation and you said you loved him.
I do love him. I do love him.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're still
I love him and I know this is coming from the right place. He's frustrated. And the quarterback situation is bad. It's all of the Bears quarterback issues, but shoved into 5 years. So it's like you took the worst hit of acid and it's all coming down and you just keep seeing flashbacks at Andrew Luck and crying. And then Carson Wentz is there and you're like, what is happening? I kept seeing all these Phillip Rivers jerseys and I go, oh my God, I forgot I rooted for this man. Like, we've been through hell really and back. He just wants what's good for us, but it's not the right decision.
Well, it's really hard for you Colts fans, and I texted you this. Like, I think you have every reason to be mad at Andrew Luck because I think he robbed you of a Super Bowl. I'm just saying. I think the Colts window is just about shut, which is very unfortunate. This is a team that built their team in the right way. They went out and acquired pieces. They addressed these needs. And Andrew Luck left them. He left them, and now they've been five years quarterbacks, ago. And the door is boom shut.
I have allergies.
Closed.
I'm not crying.
Are you sure? It's okay. Just let it out. Let it out, Megan. It's all right. I'm mad at Andrew Luck too, and I know
I'm not even mad
at
him. I'm not mad at him.
It's okay. You can be. You can be.
Everyone else is. But I go. I can't be mad at him. I don't want to be.
He did it for the right reasons. He cares about his brain.
But this didn't happen 2 weeks ago. They've had 5 years to figure out a solution, and they haven't.
And they have not. It's gotten actually worse. I think every quarterback they've gotten since Andrew Luck has been progressively worse. It's unfortunate. I mean, it is one of the biggest what ifs in sports. I think, 20 years from now, we'll say, what if Andrew Luck stayed on the Colts?
I can't even.
I'm already saying it right now.
It's not even like an exercise I can go through because.
You would have a Super Bowl.
I couldn't take a nap before. You know how I told you, I was like, hey, I'm going to be MIA. I'm taking a nap. Didn't take a nap. Just kept thinking about Matt Ryan. And everyone's like, he's rich. He's fine. You know what? Rich people, they have feelings. And he's a good person. And and does being rich help? Yeah, and he's way richer than me, and I like him a lot. So if he wants to give me some money, I'll fully take it. And then I would have been able to take a nap. Totally fine. But I'm just sad for him. I'm just really sad for him.
I knew this would be your reaction, sad. Listen, I think he had a good run. I'm not sad for him. It's like, hey, he did better than most people. He's got two cute kids. He's got a nice wife. He's a nice, wholesome guy. He'll be a good backup somewhere. He can still make more money if he wants to. Great locker room guy. I mean, I don't know if there's any more room for white men breaking down football on TV, but he could maybe do that.
He belongs
could also
on TV. In our yeah. hearts. He's been our quarterback for like 7 games, and I'm this upset. Like, it's, oh boy.
Well, okay. Speaking of quarterback controversies, we got to get to the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Because it seems that there is a quarterback controversy, and I think this whole thing is overblown. I have a very different take than most okay. people on this situation. And I do think Bill Belichick made a huge error in what he did on Monday night. So Mac Jones obviously is dealing with a high ankle sprain. We've all seen the footage a million times. I still laugh at it. You would feel bad, but I laugh at his facial expression when he was jumping off the field because I think it was just a little traumatic, Mac. All right, relax. Anyway, so Mac Jones has been out. Brian Hoyer has been out, so Bailey Zappe comes in. He beats the Packers. We know the whole story. He looks great. And my problem with New Englanders is, okay, Brady and Bledsoe, that happened, right? And it was mm-hmm. really special, and it yes. was remarkable, and it was
lightning in a bottle. Lightning in a bottle.
Exactly. And one of the things that made it so special was that it's probably never going to happen again.
Yeah.
So can we just pump the brakes on, oh my God, Bailey Zappe came in and now he's going to be Tom Brady. Like, that's disrespectful to Brady. And I'm all about disrespecting Brady. We all know that. I'm ready to disrespect Brady. But I got to be honest, this is not right. We can't have this in the situation here. So Mac Jones starts the game. And Bill Belichick has told Joe Buck, he's told Troy Aikman, he's told Lisa Salters that the plan is to play both quarterbacks.
Which is, like, not his style.
No, not his style, but that is his plan to play both quarterbacks. And I think this was a cop-out because he was like, if Mac doesn't have it, I don't want Mac to look bad.
Okay.
Because I want to, you know, he's our guy. He's yeah. what we invested a first-round draft pick in. He is the future. So Mac throws an interception. He's in for 3 series. All of a sudden, the crowd is like, screw Mac, this guy that we loved last year, and we anointed the next Tom Brady. We are all happy about Zappe, so they're chanting his name. Like, this is a terrible, like, what are
fans
you guys
are
doing
stupid.
As fans?
Fans are stupid. Fans are stupid, and they're impatient, and it's like, shut up.
So Bailey Zappe comes in, throws 2 touchdowns, one of the worst throws ever. Some people say Jacoby Myers is running the wrong way. I think it was a terrible throw. Anyways, now the fans are like, Bailey Zappe is our Brady and Mac was our Bledsoe. It's like, no, 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 that's a stupid, stupid comparison. It's not accurate whatsoever. And then it got worse. You know, Zappe plays the whole time. Mac's on the sideline. Bill Belichick doubles down on the press conference. Now, like, the big question is everyone's like, oh, is there a quarterback controversy? And I just want to say to everybody, please shut up. The Patriots had the best quarterback in the game for 20-plus years. Do you know how long it's going to take to replace him? You're never going to replace him. There's never going to be another Tom Brady. Another Tom Brady's not walking through the door. You look at the Colts. It's taken them 5 different quarterbacks, and guess what? They don't even have a freaking Kirk Cousins. If Mac Jones turns into Kirk Cousins, that's a win. Can we stop putting the pressure on this poor kid to beat Tom Brady? Mac Jones is the future. Bailey Zappe was a hot minute. You know, Mac Jones is the long-term relationship. Bailey Zappe was the one-night stand, and we just need to forget about him.
And you know what?
He's not. There is no quarterback controversy. Mac Jones is the starter because you know why, Bill? That's what's best for the football team.
Mac Jones is a pear-shaped king, too, okay? I love those thick thighs for him. Now, you mentioned that you take improv, and I'm just wondering, when you are doing your warm-ups, do you do zippy-zappy-zappy?
We do zip-zap-zop. Flip-flap-flop.
But could you do zippy-zappy-zappy?
We could.
I just maybe zappy, introduce
zappy. It. We could do that. Yeah, because we always will change it around. Zip-zap-zop, you know?
Zippy, zappy, zappy. Wow. The Packers continue to struggle. I'm sure we've all seen that footage of Aaron Rodgers just laying his head on the field, which is how my son lays his head down when he's like, please, I want to go for a nap. Like, and that is the energy Aaron Rodgers is giving. Like, I got to get out of here.
I've had enough. He swore in a press conference. I mean, we're not even allowed to swear on this podcast. So you think he got fined for that?
No.
Definitely not. No, the Packers have some serious problems. And now, obviously, they go up against... They have the Chiefs. No, they have Buffalo this week, which obviously does not get any easier.
No, for there's
Packers team.
There are reports coming out. They want a wide receiver, hopefully on a rookie contract. And it's like, yeah, I don't know if...
Well, you know what? I want $1 million. And guess what? I ain't getting it.
I think a lot of teams want that. And also, we're like almost halfway through the season. That's, I don't know if this ends up being the end for Rodgers. It also, he's been so good. And they, in the past, and they are so dominant in that division, probably the most dominant team of any division. And it just sort of the way life works out, things come to an end. And maybe that's what's happening. He don't have it anymore.
It's not ending like this for him.
They
no
don't
way.
Have
he's,
it anymore.
He has too much of an ego. It's not going to end like this for him. He's going to find a way to stay in our life somehow and be annoying in some way, shape, or form. The NFC is still wide open, so I mean, it's not completely out of the question for the Packers to just turn it around, but their defense, the offense has gotten a lot of the attention, which rightfully
because,
so, when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, but this defense has been lousy.
Yeah. Since we've last talked to you, Christian McCaffrey was traded from the Panthers to the 49ers. And then the Panthers went on to spank the Bucks, which was shocking to everyone. I find Christian McCaffrey to be one of the most overrated NFL players.
What does Olivia Culpo think of this? This is where we need Eddie, because Olivia Culpo is dating Christian McCaffrey, and Eddie loves Olivia Culpo. They went to college together. He loves her.
Oh, okay. But she used to date
Danny
Edelman?
Amendola. No, the other short white wide receiver
on the Patriots confused. I find him to be extremely overrated in the sense that he's been on the Panthers how many years? They're never good. So it's like he runs up fantasy numbers, but I don't think he gets on. Yeah, because he does not play a lot. He's out a third of the time, or two thirds of the time. He gets onto teams that. This does not make them necessarily better immediately. Now, they've got some talent. They've got Debo. They've got a great defense. And now they've got Christian. They did not win. This did not result in a win immediately. Of course, he's just getting to the team. Probably needs to acclimate.
He just got the playbook on the plane. Let's give him a week. I did go ahead and put money on the 49ers to win the NFC. It was at like plus 700. So I thought those odds were pretty good. They probably went, the odds probably got better after they lost. I put it in right when the trade happened. So you know what? I guess that's on me. But there's nobody good in the NFC. Is anybody good in the NFL besides the Chiefs and the Bills? I'm not really sure.
Well, I mean, Eddie's going to be mad when he comes back and hears that.
Oh, my God. His Giants are the worst 6-1 team of all time.
The Eagles are supposedly good, too.
Yeah, but I've had enough of Philly already.
I wanted to give you guys an update on my niece. She has yet to wear the Stephon Diggs jersey. Now, I know that the Bills had a bye last week. If she does not wear it this Friday, for Bills Friday, we're not getting her a Christmas present. And that's final.
Yeah, I mean, you already got her one present and she doesn't like it. So.
Yeah. And it was $60 for a child.
That's a significant amount of money. Jerseys are really expensive.
This is a
parenting moment for her parents. Like, you got to teach your kid about football. And I know it's not Josh Allen, but Diggs is really cool.
So cool. Okay, this story emerged that was supposedly about a ref asking Mike Evans for his autograph. Then it was investigated, and it turned out he was giving him a phone number for a golf pro. I genuinely, I don't care. Like, truly, I'm on the side of players. I'm also sometimes, strangely, on the side of refs. It's like, we're so mean to them. They're just doing their job. And even if he wants his autograph, who cares? I truly, get his autograph. Great. He doesn't deserve to make a little eBay money on the side. The Bucks are terrible. So Mike Evans can't catch his family.
A wide open touchdown pass from Tom Brady. I laughed so hard at that because I was like, Brady's going to be pissed.
If there's anyone to like be quote unquote tampering with, it's with this man who drops everything. Because what are they going to do? Call? No, we caught it. We see he dropped it. It's fine.
Well, also, he lives in Florida. I mean, he's got to work on his golf game, right? Like, yes. It's a year-round sport here in Florida. So, you know, help someone out.
I honestly kind of love when players and refs have fun little banter. Or, like, when you see...
They've been around each other for years. I mean, you get to know these guys. Like, Jerome Boger. I feel like we all know Jerome Boger.
Are there times it goes too far? When with the roughing the passer and Brady getting the breaks. Yes. But like, I don't think that's because they're like, Brady's so cool. I think that's because that's how the league is set up.
Like the respect of the game. You know, I say that rolling my eyes because Brady is annoying. I lost my bet last week. I just would like to point out to everybody that every single week I have bet against the Patriots. And this week I decided, you know what? I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bet on the Patriots because Bill Belichick is going to take over from George Halas, former Bears coach, for second most wins of all time. It's at home. I'm just going for the Patriots. And what did the Patriots do? They said, you know what, Megan, thank you for coming and thank you for backing us for one time this season. And we are going to screw you over and have one of the worst games that we've ever had under Bill Belichick as our head coach. So thank you, Patriots. Bears team, lost more money.
That Bears team is bad.
Real bad. Real bad. Good thing I came out even on the week because LSU made up for it, so.
Okay. Where are you putting your money this week?
This week, I will put my money on... Oh, no, I gotta really think about it. I can't do that. You're gonna get mad at me. I was gonna do Titans, but you would be very...
No, honestly, No, you can. Here's the thing. It's Titans versus Texans. Somebody's gotta lose. And they're both in our division. It's all right, not.
I'm going to take the Titans minus 1.5.
I think that's a very solid bet. It's not your fault. I said it's your fault, but I meant to say it's not your fault that I'm going through this. Wow. Who? I think there's a lot of good games to pick here. I think Dolphins at -3 seems very doable against the Lions.
But the Lions got to win at some point, right?
They have one win.
I think they're a better team than that their record indicates.
I think the Steelers against the Eagles is too high. 10.5? Like, Packers versus the Bills, I would take at 10.5. I just think 10.5 is too much. So
it is.
Any of those three, I give to you. And if they all lose...
I like that Packers 10.5 because I do think Aaron Rodgers motivated swearing in press conferences, as I brought up before.
Yeah.
Bad boy Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
That Bills defense take the is points. Good, though. So I do
I
think
will take the,
Bills... the
points. Look, I'm not going to say they're going to win, but I'm going to take those points.
Yeah. I think I would definitely put money on the Bills defense getting a score. Okay. That is
Look at us, putting together a parlay for the listeners out there. You know, we just gave you like 5 different picks.
And Eddie's not even here.
Unless you're in California.
Doesn't it feel like our parents left us home alone with $20 to buy a pizza and we're like getting a stripper? Like we've gone rogue. And we're not even being naughty, but it's just like he's not even here to reel us in.
We just talked about like how he loves Olivia Culpo. I just crapped on his Giants. That sounds so
I didn't
weird.
Do that. I said they were... I'm actually way nicer to Eddie than you are.
Oh, yeah. Really, you're way nicer in general than I am.
When he gets back, we're going to ask him which Megan is nicer to him, and we'll see what he says. I think it's me. Okay, let's take a break, and when we get back, I'll tell you about another man I'm too nice to, Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Okay, we are back. The NBA season, it's new. It's figuring.
Wait, can I tell you? I had an NBA experience this weekend.
Please tell me.
I think this is the start of something. I, like you, got the VIP treatment at the Orlando Magic game.
Yes, girl.
A friend took me to the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I got to go in that little lounge with, you know, the catering.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
All of the, yeah, you know, they even, they have the prime rib, you know, they got it all, like the real food. But then they also have chili dogs, popcorn, the basketball food, the sports venue food.
Yeah,
so we
yeah,
got
yeah,
a little bit of everything. And great seats. Like, I'm like, this friend needs to bring me more. But they were playing the Celtics.
And who was the friend? How did they have the hookup?
It was my realtor. So
wow, realtor is great. Good.
Yeah, realtor. So anyways, I had to represent the family. My husband is a diehard Celtics fan, as I brought up on the show. He was not able to attend, so I had to go because our family needed to be represented. And we sat right at half court. I could hear Marcus Smart yelling at the ref the entire game.
Wow.
And I went in, like, you know, I'm rooting for the Celtics tonight. I wore a Larry Bird dunking shirt because Larry Bird, as we all know, is famous for the jaw-dropping dunks that he used to have. So I wore that shirt. And as I'm watching this Magic team, I really started to fall in love.
You felt the magic.
I love Paolo Banchero. I love Cole Anthony. I saw Bol Bol alley-oop, which he's like 7'2", 7'3", so it's not that dramatic, but it was great. I was on my feet rooting for the Magic, their mascot stuff. Big fan of his, but then
he's
the Celtics
so
would go down, and I'd be like, oh, come on, Celtics, but no, come on, Magic. Back and forth game. Awesome.
You loved them both.
And I think, yes, I truly did. I think this is the night I think I'm becoming a Magic fan.
You
I do.
Enough.
And I know they're 0-4, but they are fun to watch.
Great.
They have some really good young players. Franz Wagner. Oh, love him.
Was he in The Sound of Music? That is a crazy name.
I kind of wish we should do
was
a remake.
Was he Luis's boyfriend?
Where Franz Wagner is in
I am 17 going on the Magic.
We need that remake of Franz in Sound of Music. No, he's on the Magic, and he's fantastic. Anyways, love this Magic team. At the end, I was really actually kind of rooting for them to beat the Celtics. And I said to my husband when I got home, I did sort of feel like you, because at the end of the game, it was, you know, back and forth the whole time. And the end of the game, Cole Anthony goes to take the lead and has a terrible miss dunk where it goes off the backboard, and it was just one of those embarrassing plays. And then all the Boston fans that dominated the arena started chanting, "Let's go Celtics." And I, who is wearing a Larry Bird shirt, I'm looking around the arena like, "Hey! Stop talking about my team like that." Like,
yeah.
I'm looking around like, hey, get out of here. And I intended to root for the Celtics. I was very annoyed with these Celtics fans who just thought it was their house.
I think I love that you went and are experiencing the Magic in person and falling in love with them. I've had a similar, no, it wasn't in person, but I watched about a game and a half of this Pacers team, and they're young. And I'm like, I don't know who these guys necessarily are. There was this video I shared on my Instagram of Tyrese Halliburton at a grocery store and like a 75-year-old Indianapolis woman going, "I just think it's wonderful you're here. You're so tall and handsome. Can I have a hug?" And I was like, "You are me, ma'am. I am you and you are me." And he was so gracious, and then he gave her a gift card. And I'm like, this is so damn feel good.
Oh,
I love Mathurin.
The
Pacers flew in Mathurin's mom and sister to cook the entire team Haitian food. Just like really magical, fun things. Long story short, Megan likes the Magic. I like the Pacers. We're loyal gals. And we're getting in on the ground level. We're getting in
yeah,
with these
young... Yeah, I don't
know
if I can consider myself like a loyal Magic fan yet, because I've been a fan Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I've been a fan for 5 days.
But so this is what you do.
This is my fifth day now as a Magic fan.
This is what
fan.
You do.
No, but like I'm in on them. Like I am really in.
Okay.
Look,
okay.
I usually pick a... Yeah, I'm in on them.
Yeah,
so.
The way you were in on the Mets and then the Padres and...
No, this is different. This is different. This is like I live here, so it's very different.
Okay, well, I live in Los Angeles, and things are bleak for the LA Lakers. Wow. My husband went to a game alone last week, and he said he had a nice time. And then they were going to win that Blazers game. They were up by, I believe, 7 with a minute to go, ended up losing, and unfortunately, it was my king, Russell Westbrook's fault. I honestly, each day I go, it can't get worse for Russ here. And then it continues to. The team took a photo with Will Smith this morning, and Russ looks genuinely sad, scared, angry. And I do think it's time for him to go. Fans are screaming at him, and he is challenging them.
He's a scapegoat, and it's not right. It's not right.
But he's also not playing great. Which then
brings you. But neither is the rest of the team.
That is true. That is true. Brings me to the rest of my team. Now, fantasy basketball, it is so much. You have to set your lineup every day. And yes, my husband keeps going, you can do it ahead of time. Okay, so I did do it ahead of time. And then I missed that my prince, Jaden Ivey, was out. So that's points I didn't get. And that, like, I'm doing this in real time. It's like, why is this Russell Westbrook? I didn't know he was out. So now
You gotta give me the password. We're in different time zones. This would be great. You know, like.
I just put Duncan Robinson in. Oh, it wouldn't even let me do it. Canceled me out. So it's like, it's really so stressful.
What place are you in?
I am in. I'm in fourth. I'm in eighth place out of 12 teams. So I'm not last.
No.
But, you know, I'm playing the number one person in the league this week. And you know who that is?
Who?
My husband.
Your husband. Ugh, yeah, I hate rivalry week whenever I play my husband in fantasy.
And his team stinks. I'm going to lose to him. I'm only losing by 55 points right now. And in fantasy basketball, that's actually not a lot. That's not a lot.
Nothing like a good comeback. Elsewhere in the NBA, we have to talk about this. Karl Anthony Towns last night at a press conference, not asked about Anthony Edwards whatsoever. The question had really nothing to do with Anthony Edwards. Decided that this was his moment to bash Anthony Edwards and his diet. And basically said that he needs to stop eating Popeye's chicken. In front of everybody for no particular reason. And my issue with this, I know Megan has big issue with body shame, and we talked about the whole Zion thing. I was like, listen, if the guy needs to lose weight, you got to tell him, you got to lose weight. You always have to have that friend that tells you, you know, it's time. But, you know, Tom Brady, he has his TB12 method, but there's a lot of methods that work. Why do we have to be like all in on one thing? And I think what's at the root of this is Kat is jealous of Ant because Ant can eat and do whatever he wants and still be Ant.
Maybe, but I will say, because I do have Anthony Edwards on my fantasy team because I love him, he is not the Ant of last year yet. I do think he's going to get there. I think what happens is they got to get their basketball legs back. And these games, they're so long. It's so much running. The conditioning, you're just not able to do any conditioning that will replicate what game shape you need to be in. So sure. I think he's gonna get it back. But yeah, I think he's jealous. Because he's younger. And Kat's young too. But Anthony Edwards is so young. It's like, sadly, I think he can probably eat Popeyes every day and be fine. And I say that sadly because I'm also jealous.
Well, yeah, he can eat whatever he wants. Aunt, go off. Get your Popeyes. Get your Taco Bell. Get whatever you want. Good for you.
Love him. He's just the cutest and sweetest. And I love Kat, too. I want the Timberwolves to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right, shall we talk a little Major League Baseball? Obviously, we know Eddie's Yankees are done. I know, there really wasn't a good option. Either we're going to get Astros against the Phillies or Yankees against the Phillies, and both make me want to pull all of my hairs out.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I guess I'm cheering for the Astros? I can't cheer for Philly. Philly fans are awful.
Of course,
Eagles are good. No, we can't do that. We can't.
Okay,
do that.
So
at least it's like the Astros, and then the Texans stink.
No, it's fine. I will never be able to feel a positive thing for the Astros ever again. I am on record with that. And the thing is, Given the opportunity, I'd probably cheat at something too. But I'm taking it out on them because they won the damn World Series cheering, and I don't think they have faced any repercussions. Now, are most of the guys gone? Yes. Are all of them? No. So I will be mad at them forever.
As a fan of a team who cheats, you know what? Go ahead, Astros.
I didn't even care about Deflategate. I didn't even think it was
It wasn't real.
I didn't think it was real. Megan, I didn't think it was real. Okay, so the Phillies, I am able to talk myself into cheering for because I love Abbott Elementary. And I love Quinta. And the school is in Philly. And I once shot a failed pilot in Philly. And there it is.
My sister lives in Philly, and then her dog has got upset with the fireworks, so.
I will have to say, I don't think I'm going to be watching this World Series. It just, it doesn't. It's bringing me nothing, and I got a lot on my plate, and this World Series has got to go off the plate. I'm sorry.
It is hard for me because I do love Kyle Schwarber. He is a former Wareham Gateman. That is the team that I worked for in the Cape Cod Baseball League. So I do have a deep connection with Kyle Schwarber. Not like in that way, you weirdos. But I do love Kyle Schwarber.
Okay. Now, I am like already excited. I'm switching to college football. I know there's games this weekend. I am so excited for Tennessee versus Georgia in weekends from now that, like, yes. I don't really even care about this weekend.
Well, this weekend, it's Florida against Georgia, which Florida's not very good, but this could be a sleeper game. And I am rooting for Florida because I don't really like Georgia at all. I don't know why. I just don't. But I'm with you. The Tennessee-Georgia game, that one is circled on the calendar. I've completely given up on Northwestern, as we all know. They lost to Maryland this past week. However, I had a great college football weekend. Because right before kickoff, as I'm watching the CBS, you know, they do the, you know, the wide shot where they head into the stadium, they head into Death Valley, they're at LSU, and I texted Mikey Meatballs, and I said, I just got a feeling about LSU, and he said, let's do it, let's bet on it, and I was like, yep, we're in on this game, you and me, Mikey Meatballs, and it was like, you know, sometimes for the bets, you do the number thing, you're like, they're this and this against the spread, and this guy's doing this, nope, none of that for this one, this was a feeling bet, which are the most dangerous bets
of course.
In sports gambling.
And all gambling.
Yeah. And it hit. My feeling bet hit. It was wonderful. Mikey Meatballs and I made some money off of that bad boy. So now I'm all on the Tigers. Let's go. And they knocked off
Mikey
Ole Miss.
Meatballs' number?
You don't have his number?
No.
Do you want it?
I don't think he wants to hear
See,
from
sometimes when I text you guys, you don't answer. Then I text Mikey.
I don't think he wants to. I did meet his roommate, though. Loved him.
Scott?
He was fun.
Scott's a great time.
He was a fun time. I was shoving a McDonald's cheeseburger in my mouth talking to him. And it was like midnight. And I kept going, my boobs are about to explode with milk. Just like, you know, have you ever seen the movie Coneheads when the girl eats the Subway sandwich? Mm-hmm. Like, gah, 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 gah. That's how I eat sometimes. Connie Conehead. Love her. Wear her t-shirt often. Okay. Purdue lost to Wisconsin. And I was talking to my niece. I got a lot of nieces. This is a different niece, not the one who will not wear the Stephon Diggs jersey. This is my niece who last year when I tried to make her watch Bucks versus Pats, she said, this is my nightmare. So she's my oldest niece and I love her so dearly. They live in Madison. And so I was like, what'd you do this weekend? Did you go to the pumpkin patch? She goes, no, I was downtown and it was homecoming. And people were not behaving. And so she was giving me a little boots on the ground. She goes, there were some couples. And she's in fifth grade. So I was like, say no more, Aunt. I know what you're going to say. And then I started to get really offended because I go, Purdue was Wisconsin's homecoming game? You usually pick like the stinkiest.
Northwestern.
What?
I said they usually pick Northwestern.
Yes. Yes, pick Northwestern. I
say it for the nerds. Come on.
I got so offended. I said, Ian, I gotta go. I'm really upset. So Purdue lost. They were bound to lose. They got their booty spanked. And on to the next. I haven't given up on them. All I want every year is for my Purdue Boilermakers to make it into the worst bowl game. That's where I set my standards. And I go, please, just make it into the Wow Chips Bowl. And those are the chips that they discontinued because they gave everybody diarrhea. And that's where I want to go and say boiler up. Eddie, what's going on in the world of Notre Dame?
Yeah, please inform us, because this week I was very disappointed. I was doing my classic, you know, flip around the games. I had LSU on, I was flipping to Northwestern, I was, you know, and I was going to get Notre Dame in the rotation, and I call my sister and I say, where the hell is Notre Dame? She said, oh, they're on Peacock. I said, well, they're not going to make it in my rotation, because then I got to exit this app, go to another app, all to watch Notre Dame play stinky UNLV. No, thank you.
Yeah, they're playing Syracuse this week, and Syracuse obviously has a pretty good year. They, you know, down on them versus NC State 2 weeks ago, and they beat NC State, although with their backup quarterback. And then I said Clemson. I think the line was 13.5 at the time, and I said I think Clemson's going to beat up on them. They're a paper tiger. They were close again.
It was close.
Syracuse has proved me wrong. I said Syracuse wouldn't win a game the rest of the year because their schedule was tough. But this is obviously before Notre Dame's collapse to Stanford. I just lost all faith in them. It's tough for me to watch this team. And I don't feel good about this game at all. Actually, we've had some listeners who wanted me to take on Harry in the cap of consequences because Harry just, you know, took Syracuse as his alma mater, which he didn't even attend the school. I guess I didn't attend Notre Dame either. But I've been a fan of them since I was a wee lad. But I just don't like this game at all. I think Syracuse is a well-coached team. They have some they've been playing really consistent, and Notre Dame has not. So I would not feel confident about taking Notre Dame this week.
Eddie, I just want to warn you. I think this is a game that they're going to win. It's going to get you to buy back in, just like my White Sox.
Wow, back-to-back losses for Syracuse.
I hope they I don't. I would trade a loss this week for the next week when Clemson comes to South Bend. They could beat Clemson. Because that would cause some chaos, and that'd be a lot of fun.
So I think you're going to win this week against Syracuse. You're going to be on a high, and then it's going to be real ugly. And then the USC game you go to, I think it's going to be real ugly.
I definitely don't agree with that. USC is not good in the trenches, which is one thing Notre Dame could do. USC only recruits the outside. I still like Notre Dame versus USC. I'm telling you, and Clemson just benched DJU, so that game could be. Clemson's not that good either. The ACC is pretty bad as a whole.
I'm going to be making a sign.org petition to get Notre Dame versus USC changed to be called the Manti Te'o Bowl. And whoever wins gets Lene's number.
Honor Lene at halftime, Lene?
Yeah, we're going to honor Lene at halftime. It has gone from the sun out to the sun setting. Like when we started,
you are in a dark full room light, right now.
And now I'm a witch again. Thank you all so much for listening. I have to go put my baby to bed. And Eddie, good luck this weekend for Notre Dame. My favorite football player of all time went to Syracuse, Dwight Freeney. So I will be rooting for them. Sorry. So happy to see you all. I wish everyone's football team luck. I wish all of our basketball teams luck. And I wish the World Series to have low ratings.
And I wish all of your bets to hit. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Megan Fun of Sports. We'll see you next week.
So long. Farewell.
Adidas, say Franz Wagner. Adieu, adieu. To Franz and Franz and Franz.